Fatah seizes a church in Gaza. Congo's new government begins rebuilding, and an American missionary is kidnapped in Haiti, but ministries press on. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Gaza are asking believers around the world to pray for them. Palestinian Authority police of the Fatah Party have seized the six-story Gaza Baptist Church building. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller.
They've taken it over as a military outpost in their gun battle with the Hamas. And this situation is just terribly tragic because for so many of the Christians that remain in Gaza, this was their only bright light. This was their hope.
Pastor of the Gaza Baptist Church, Hannah Massad, is devastated. Mueller says
he's seen the international restrictions on their economy have impacted everyone. He's seen violence tear apart the neighborhoods. And the sad reality is that he's reporting that this moment, as the church has been taken over, is really the worst situation he's ever gone through in Gaza.
Mueller says despite the problems, they haven't lost their vision
to reach out with hope and healing and the love of Jesus Christ to their neighbors.
Meanwhile, Democratic Republic of Congo's new head of state, President Joseph Kabila, has announced his new cabinet. 60 members of the party that got him elected are now members of Kabila's cabinet. While a new government can often signal unrest, Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton sees something else.
There's a lot of hope, but of course, as you travel and see the roads as they've deteriorated, you see schools, you see buildings. People have not been paid for a number of years. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge that I see the government trying to put all these things back together again.
Kabila hasn't shown himself to be hostile to Christians or evangelistic work. In fact, Vinton says
there's great opportunities, and certainly we have the freedom to preach, to travel, to go anywhere and proclaim the gospel. So I think we need to seize the opportunity, move ahead with the proclamation of the gospel and the strengthening of the church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Gunmen kidnapped an American missionary 3 days ago near the Haitian capital. Foreign missionaries have increasingly become ransom targets. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says their staff is optimistic they'll be left alone. For one thing, the staff is mainly nationals. For another,
as long as they're performing a service at no charge with no questions to the general population in the clinic and handling the injuries, that they're a little bit protected because of the service that they're offering and a lot protected because of the prayers that they're offering.
DeHart says they do share the gospel, although it's sometimes spoken louder through their programs.
It just needs some international influx of money to provide jobs. If people can work and can provide food for their families, they're not interested in fighting and causing trouble, but they just are desperate.
Meanwhile, Global Advance is asking for prayer for 8 Global Advance conferences taking place this month. There are 6 Frontline Shepherds conferences and 2 Marketplace Missions conferences in India, Belarus, and Thailand. These events will strategically align pastors and Christian business leaders in developing nations toward evangelism. Their goal? Provide nationals in developing nations with tools and a vision for the advance of the gospel. Pray for the training team. And Compassion International, a Christian child development ministry, is now ranked 54th in the 2006 Nonprofit Times 100 ranking. That's up 9 spots compared to the previous year. Total revenue jumped 24%, allowing them to help even more children physically and spiritually. Compassion reports they added 417 new church-based centers and saw 32,000 first-time professions of faith. However, there are millions more who need support. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.